So this week's Parshas Truma, it's always nice, and Gishmak, when you have the Parsha connected to the Daf Yomi. It happens to be that the Gemara and the Daf, really the Daf of tomorrow, the Daf of Hey and Brachas, the Gemara brings that Bezalel is the one who was appointed later to build the Mishkan. The Gemara says, why was his name Bezalel? So the Gemara's name Bezalel is built from the words Betzel Kel, in the shadow of Hashem. Bezalel was the shadow of Hashem. Why? Because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan, first to build the Mishkan, the actual tent, then to build the Kel, the Mishkan, the Gemara. So the Gemara, B'shal Shabbat Hashem Moshe Lechem Olu Bezalel Aseli Mat Mishkan, Oren V'Kel. First the Mishkan, then the Oren V'Kel. Came Moshe Rabbeinu and did the opposite. He said Oren first, Kelim, and then the Mishkan. So Bezalel told Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, first you build the house, then you put into the house the furniture. How am I going to build the furniture first? The furniture of the Mishkan, where am I going to put it? That's what Bezalel asked. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel, where you were in the shadow of Hashem, Betzel Kel Aiso. You were in the shadow of Hashem that you knew what Hashem told me. And you're right, you should really build the Mishkan first. That's what the conversation that we have in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Hei says. Really belongs to later in the Parsha, Parsha Vayakel. So all of us should ask, if you open Parsha Truma, this week's Parsha, and you see the order of the Tzivu, because we'll start, the first thing it says in the Parsha is the Orin. And then it goes on to speak about the other Kehil. And then later it speaks about the Mishkan itself. So who are the Seder? Why does the Gemara tell us? Tekesh Bohu told Moshe Rabbeinu first to build the Mishkan, and then to build the Kelim. That's not the order. The order that was said, that we have a Parshas Truma Tetzaveh, is first you have the Kelim, and then you have the Mishkan. Special Parsha. Swift shot, and the Gemara tells us, that everybody is attacking me. The Gemara tells us that the Mishkan came first. What's right? So both the Ma'aral and the Goyim.
That Hashem
said first the Mishkan, then the Kelim.
Where does the Gemara get that from?
Oh, that's part of the Shiloh. Probably because Bezalel built it first, so you know that Hashem really meant it. Kabbalah of Chazal. So both the Ma'aral and the Gemara answer. They say it just like this. Moshe Rabbeinu, there is two elements in the Mishkan. There is, when you speak about the conceptual idea of the Mishkan, there you speak about the Aron first. Why? Because the Aron is the Ikar Mishkan. Aron is the main part of the Mishkan. So you first of all speak about the Aron, which is the Ikar. Then you go to the Kelim, which is the second Ikar. Then you get to the Mishkan itself. But the logistic way is you start with the actual Mishkan, you build the tent, and then you put in the Kelim. So there's basically, Hakadosh Baruch Hu shared with Moshe two things. First of all, the conceptual thing, where Aron goes first. And then the practical thing, where the Mishkan goes first. Moshe Rabbeinu was focused, the Bible says, it says even Elisha, he forgot about the second one. He was focused on the first one. So when he came to Mitzvah, he'll do the Aron first. So the Mitzvah, that's very right, that the Aron goes first in the conceptual idea. But in the, practical, when you actually want to build, you have to build the Mishkan first. That's both the Goyin and the Ma'aral. The Ma'aral and the Goyin side. Okay, so good question. That's something our Parsha speaks about conceptually, speak with the most important thing, and then you go to the next one. So the problem is the following. We have over here in this Parsha, before you speak about it, there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. What is the Ikar of the Mishkan? So we'll start with the Ramban. The Ramban says, what's the Ikar of the Mishkan? As what we mentioned, is the Aron. The Ramban says at the beginning of this Parsha, the Ine Ikar Chofetz B'Mishkan, the main purpose of the Mishkan, Hu Mokoy Menuchas Hashchina, Shehu Ha'Aron. The main purpose of the Mishkan is the place where Kishbogu bestows his Shechina. It's the Aron. That's the main purpose. Everything is surrounding it. That's the Rambam. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam, he says that the main purpose of Mishkan is the Avodah. If you look at the Rambam, Ichus Beis Abchira, Mitzvah Zasela, Sois Bais, Hashem, beginning with Ichus Beis Abchira, Mitzvah Zasela, Sois Bais, Hashem, Muchad, Yois, Makrivim, Boa, Karbonis. Main thing is to do the Avodah. And the Hesever HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Chof, he says, Uchitzivanu, Livnois, Beis Avodah. Boya, Krovo, Vavar, Beishtamid, Valovia, Licho, Valier, etc. It's a place of Avodah. According to the Ramban, the focus, the focal point of the Mishkan is Ashur as Ashkhina, the Arim. According to the Ramban, the focal point is the Avoida, the fact that you're doing Avoida. Ramoy Shapir is a Ritzai Levracha. He was here in Lawrence, Parshas Truma, 13 years ago. And when he was here, he went on through different shuls, and he surely gave a drasha. And the first drasha he gave Friday night, Lil Shabbos, was a Rebbe Gruber shul that time. And he said the following, he brought this to the Ramban. And he said, the Ramban, the Ramban, go to Shittasa. Because there's another two machlekes in the Ramban, the Ramban have. One is there a mitzvah to daven every day or not? So the Ramban says there's a mitzvah to daven every day. We don't know exactly what to daven. But one, you have to daven every day. The Ramban argues, says there's no mitzvah to daven. Maybe b'shas tzara. Maybe whenever the tzara, then you have to daven. That's one machlekes. Another machlik is the Ramban and the Ramban argue is, do you have a mitzvah to remember Maimar Har Sinai? The Ramban doesn't bring it. And the Ramban, in the mitzvahs that the Ramban forgot, that he brings it in, says the Ramban forgot that we're not allowed to forget Maimar Har Sinai. The mitzvah of the Torah, not have to forget Maimar Har Sinai. So the Ramban doesn't mention it, the Ramban does. Says Ramayisha, it all goes, the Ramban and the Ramban, only with the same shito. According to the Rambam, the main focus in every the Mishkan, everybody agrees, the Mishkan is a hemshech of Maamar Har Sinai. Maamar Har Sinai is where Kishmol came down to the mountain. And then what we had over here continues in the Mishkan every day. That's what continues. So the Rambam learns what is the main focal point of the Mishkan. It's the Avodah. Meaning also by Har Sinai, what's the main focal point? Tavdu Neselokim Al Har Hazeh. It's the Avodah. That's what it is. So there's no need to remember Maamar Har Sinai. Because Maamar Har Sinai, the main part of Har Sinai was the we did Avodah. There's no need to remember the we did an Avodah. So Maamar Har Sinai, the main point of Har Sinai is our Avodah over there. And no, of course you want to know. There's an Indian to tell you not to forget it. But what we got in Maamar Har Sinai is our Avodah. We don't remember that. So therefore there's no mitzvah to remember Maamar Har Sinai. Mitzad Sheini, there is a mitzvah to daven every day. Because our main thing that we're focused on is our Avodah. So the Avodah is, we have Avodah, the continuous story of Har Sinai, you have Avodah in the Mishkan, you have Avodah every single day, a person, his main focal point is Avodah. That's Tefillah. The Ramban holds, no, the main focal point is Ashur HaShechina. Obviously, maybe after Hoivin him, Tavdu HaSakim HaHazeh, but the main point that we're focused on is the Shechina came down over here. So you have to remember Har Sinai, because the main point was that Hashem came down. You have to remember that Hashem came down. And there's no need to daven every day because the main point of Maamar Har Sinai is Shechina is here. The fact is, do avoid and not do avoid, that's not the main point. Like the Mishkan, the main point is the Aron. That's what you put together. This Bachlik is the Ramban in the Ramban. But the Maisa, when I go back, is the Maharal and the Goyim, they're both saying that what? They're both saying the reason why Parshas Truma starts with the Aron, because that's the main part of the Mishkan. And only then you get to the Mishkan. And that's why the Torah starts there, even though the tzivu, the practical way was to build the Mishkan first. So Mishkan, according to the Ramban, that the Aron is the main focal point in the Mishkan. So it makes sense. The Aron, that's the Meikar. But according to the Rambam, that's not the main point of the Mishkan. I mean, obviously, that's where the Mishkan surrounds. But the main point of the Mishkan is the Avodah. So why is the Aron becomes the first thing? Why is the Aron though the first thing we mentioned if it's not the main point of the Mishkan? So the Maizik can answer it two different ways. One way, more called the simple way. Of course, the Rambam, even though the Rambam says the main focal point of the Mishkan is our Avodah, but he agrees that the structure of the Mishkan, what's the main part, is the Aron. How do we know that? It's interesting, the beautiful Yavetz. Moshe mentioned that Shabbos as well. Because the Rambam in Perek Dalem says the following. He says, where is the Aron? There was the Aron. Shlomo HaMelech put the Aron in Beis HaMikdash. He dug tunnels underneath Beis HaMikdash in order to hide the Aron when you need to. And he says, V'yoshiyo HaMelech tzivo v'gonzoi b'mokom shewonu Shlomoi. Yoshiyo HaMelech took the Aron and he buried it underneath Beis HaMikdash. That's what it says over here in the Rambam. Now the Gemara brings a machlekes. What happened to the Aron? Was the Aron Nignas? Or the Aron was Galus Yimayim? He went to Galus. He went to Rome. Maybe. After the word brings the machlokes. So Rabbi Meir is paskinim that the Oren did not go to Galus. The Oren is down there in the in Ignas. Why is the Rambam saying that? So the Yabbis brings this question. So the Rambam brings a loch lemais. What's not a loch? What do I care if it's here or not here? It's a practical thing. I mean, a technical thing. Where is the Oren? Is the Oren buried on this base in English? Or the Oren is buried in Rome? Okay. Why is the Rambam has to say the Rambam is focused on a loch? Says the Yabbis that if you don't have an Oren, you don't have a base of English. The Oren is what makes the base of English a base of English. If you're missing an Oren, you can't have a base of English. The Rama Paskins, the Kedusha Rishayin, Akitcha Lashayin, Akitcha Lashayin, the Kedusha, we have still the Kedusha Rishayin, English. We're okay, Akitcha Rishayin, Akitcha Lashayin, you don't have the Oren. Says the Rambam, the Oren is Nignas. There's the Oren. We have the Oren, Bishayin, today. Where's the Oren? Underneath. It's in the Mechilos. It's buried under the base of English. That's how we can have a base of English, because we have Oren over there. I mean, what comes from the Yavits? Really, the Oren is also the main part of base of English. The main purpose of the Mishkan is the Avodah. But what makes the Mishkan the Mishkan that you can do Avodah is the Aron. So when you build the Mishkan, the Kishbogot tells Moshe Rabbeinu, first I'm talking to you about the Aron, which is the main part, and then we'll talk about the Mishkan. That's what you could say, simple answer. You can argue that and say, but the Mishkan itself is where you do the Avodah. So what are you focusing on? Where you do the Avodah? The tent where you do the Avodah or the Aron? You could say, you need the Aron in order to be able to do the Avodah. That's where you focus on that. That's one way. Maybe you could say another way. Going back to this discussion that Gemara brings in Brachas between the Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel. Bezalel tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I understand, you want me to build the Aron first and the Mishkan second, where I'm going to put in the Aron, I have no place to put it in. It has to be, I have to build the Mishkan first. So the Mefarshim of the Acharonim already ask, we know the Chazal tell us, when was the Mishkan finished? What date? Chanukah. The Mishkan was finished. The Medrash tells us the Mishkan was finished on Chanukah, Chafei, Kislev. Anyway, a Munach was waiting there until Rosh Chodesh Nisan when it was built. For over 3 months. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to give back to Kislev. So that's what we have, Chanukah's Beis Chashmonai in Kislev. That's the famous Medrash. So the Mishkan was already built for 3 months. What did he put the Aron during the 3 months? The Aron was built already. The Kelim were built. So where did he put the Kelim? There was no Mishkan. The Mishkan was not Mukam. Moshe Rabbeinu did not erect the Mishkan until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So where did he put the Aron? So the answer is, they put it somewhere. I don't know. They found a place to put it. So what's the big problem? It sounds like I don't understand. How do you want me to build Aron first? Where am I going to put it? Where am I going to put it? Where are you going to put it for 3 months? The same place you put it for 3 months, you put it in the, you put it when you build the Mishkan. So the Chorim asks, the Priyeshua says, you're right. But Bezalel did not know that we could be waiting or be delayed with Aaron. So then we ask the question. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, you remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really said to build the Mishkan first, even though the question of Bezalel really wasn't applicable. That's one way the Priyeshua says. The Chazon Sofer says that until you don't put the oil, the Shemen HaMishcha, so it doesn't have a Kedusha. So then there's no problem to leave the Aaron out there. But the question was, which one to put the Shemen HaMishcha first? So says Bezalel, which one should I put first? He says, put the Aron first. Says the Bezalel, you can't do that, because then the Aron will be kadosh, it'll stay out in the air. That you can't do. You have to put the oil on the Mishkan first, because the way that you do the order of the building, that's the way you did the order of the oil as well. That's how Sefer and Shuvah. After, according to the Rambam, maybe one could say, that really what Bezalel said was that time. Tells it like this. You're right, you have to do, the Aron is mentioned, if you're building the Aron. Says Shmuel tells Moshe, we have to build the Aron first. But says Bezalel, you know what you should build first? You should first build the Mishkan, not because there's no place to put the Aron. We say for 3 months the Aron was sitting out there somewhere. But it means is, he says the main point of the Mishkan is our Avodah. So what he means to say is, if when a person builds a house, he needs to first build the place, and then he puts in all the different furniture that he uses in the place. So by us, what's the place? The Mishkan is where we do our Avodah. Then you can put in all the different requirements to do the Avodah. So he says, where should I put the Aron? You want me to leave the Aron out there? The Aron out there has no usage. Not that I don't have where to put it. But that's not the main purpose. The main purpose is to build the what you need, which is the Makom HaAvodah, And then you go in and put it in the different items. It, according to the Rambam, the main part is Avodah. That's what Betzalel is saying. We should have the Mishkan first. I agree. You said Darwin first, because Darwin maybe using the Yavetz, Darwin was what created the Mishkan. But Lemaisa, what the Betzalel says, the Mishkan should be built first, not because I have no place to put Darwin technically, but because in order to have a Mokoyim, where you have an Aron, you have a Mishkan that is built, you need to have a vessel to hold all these things. The vessel is the Mokam HaAvodah. It says, we need to have our Mokam HaAvodah before you do anything else. Before we go into the details of what creates Kedusha, first you have your Mokam HaAvodah. Maybe that's what Betzalel said. And that maybe could be that answer. That's the idea of the difference between the Aron which is built, which is said first, and which should be in this week's special. When Betzalel says that really the Mishkan should be built first. Say that.